Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Washington is abuzz over news reports a grand jury has approved the first charges stemming from the special counsel's probe of Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election. We get the story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Until now, special counsel Robert Mueller has been on a fact-finding mission about Russian efforts to impact the 2016 presidential contest and any collusion by President Donald Trump's campaign. Actual charges would mean the investigation uncovered enough incriminating evidence to convince citizens serving on a grand jury that legal action, including possible arrests, is warranted. On Sunday, Trump took to Twitter to once again blast the probe as a phony and partisan witch hunt. The president also highlighted recent news reports that Democrats contributed funding for a research project conducted by a former British intelligence officer that yielded explosive, unproven allegations against Trump. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. Announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has announced he is stepping down as president. Barzani said the Iraqi government used the September Kurdish independence referendum as an excuse to retake much of the territory belonging to the Kurds. Baghdad has been pushing Barzani to resign. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeastern Spain. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
Not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to give put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona. So in terms of Spain, it is a substantial number of people, but it's not a very large number of people.
Catalonia's political leadership was fired on Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to tame the worst political crisis the country has seen in decades. Madrid has called for a December 21st election in Catalonia to choose new leadership. Some believe the election could be too soon and pro-independence parties would increase their majority in parliament, expanding the division in the region between those who want to break away from Spain and those who favor the union. Two women and their two dogs were rescued in the Pacific Ocean by the U.S. Navy after being lost at sea for months. Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fuyava were standing with the commanding officer on the USS Ashland as it arrived today at White Beach Naval Facility in Okinawa, 5 days after the rescue. Tasha Fuyava said they were so excited when they saw the Navy ship.
We were like, yes! Someone who can actually help us! And it was great. We were just like you saw the image of her kissing, blowing kisses and being ever so grateful. Like, we had tears going down our eyes. We were like, okay, they see us.
Stephen Wasson was the ship's commander.
This one had a great story, great happy ending to find the two ladies and the two dogs in such good shape and just happy to be alive and so thankful, and they want to get out and do it again.
The women had left Honolulu on May 3rd aboard Appel's 50-foot vessel for what was supposed to be an 18-day trip to Tahiti. Storms flooded the engine, damaged the mast and the sail so badly they could not generate enough wind power to stay on course. They drifted aimlessly and sent unanswered messages for 98 consecutive days. Game 5 of the 2017 World Series of Baseball was played Sunday night, and Houston, Texas, where the host team, the Astros, beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 13-12 in extra innings to move ahead 3-2 in the best of 7 series. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.